006. Okay, this is Shir 006, Sunday night, and we're going to do Hilchos Tshuva. A little Hilchos Tshuva action. We're following the calendar. So we finished Tov Kuf Pei Hei in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So now we're following the calendar, and we're skipping over to Siman Tov Reish Beis. So this is Shir number 006, Sunday night. So it's in Hilchos Tshuva, Tov Reish Beis. Tov Reish Beis and Tov Reish Gimel, that's the halachas of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Okay. Tov Reish Beis and Tov Reish Gimel, Hilchos Tshuva, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Okay. Tov Reish Beis, Seder Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Voice of Echad, Angol, Musanam, Machoros, Rosh Hashanah, the day of Rosh Hashanah we fast, Behu Tainas Tzibur. It has really, on the surface, it has nothing to do with Aseres Yemei Tshuva, really, or Tshuva, or Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Tzom Gedalia has to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and there is an Indian that, you know, we fast about the death of Gedalia. I mean, it certainly sets a tone, and a week later is Yom Kippur, but it really is a coincidence. If you believe, I mean, there's no such thing as coincidence, right? But the pashtus, it's a coincidence that there's a time, it's a day after Rosh Hashanah. It's not to get rid of the 2 day yontif meals. The Mishnah Berurah says, "I am the Mishnah Berurah." It's a fierce like Yajayim B'Tamuz and Asar B'Teves. So it has to do with the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the remnants of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon were totally. The community was totally destroyed and driven out. They had some semblance of autonomy even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and there was a thriving through the solid community with leaders, and then that was wiped out as well. Seif Aleph, and it's considered like it's really the Makeh B'Patish, so to speak, of the Churban Beis HaMikdash Harisho, and that's why it's one of the four Tanis that we do in commemoration of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Aleph, b'chol ha'yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom ha'kippurim ha'arvim b'tfilos u'v'sachanunim. This is Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and you say slichas, more slichas than before Rosh Hashanah. You up the ante, increase the pressure. You look at yourself as a beinoni, and that's how you're supposed to look at yourself. The average person should indeed look at himself as a beinoni, and he's mitli toli v'koi. He's standing, he's on hold until Yom Kippur. Hashem's waiting to see if he's indeed able to change his behavior. So one of the things we do is we increase slichos levad mishabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Beis, Hagav Omer Avinu Malkeinu Erev Avoker. Here it certainly means mincha time. Levad mishabbos, we don't say it. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Tafilu b'mincha shel Erev Shabbos Shuvah. It's like Tachnun, so once it's Friday afternoon, you don't say it. Bafilu imchol milo shein omer Tachnun. The Rama says, "Lo yehiratzon." The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, right? No Tachnun, no yehiratzon by Mondays and Thursdays. Bafilu ochi omer mavinu malkeinu. That it's not nitche mibnei milo. Even though you don't say it Friday afternoon, you don't say it Shabbos. But if there's a milah in shul, that doesn't push it aside. Does not push it aside. Omer Avinu Malkeinu, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that Kalerech Apayim Lam Natzeach, at least in Nusach Ashkenaz, you do say Kalerech Apayim Lam Natzeach when there's a bris milah in the shul. The milah Omer Vashmarius Ben Kessel La'osar, Zuchor Bris, Achar Boretz Ezkar. That's an insertion that you do, Zuchor Bris Avram Bakedus Yitzchak, because that's reminiscent of the bris milah. The Rama says, actually, in our slichas, we have that before Rosh Hashanah as well. And as the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, the Chaimi Yom Rishon, the slichas of Erev Rosh Hashanah, this is really true. Kein Mashma Bimin Hogim. Milvad Erev Yom HaKippurim, Shein Omer Moso Ela Pa'amachas, because it's a shortened slichas then. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Neshasidun Lomer Shtei Pomen B'Mincho, V'Mayrit. Ugam Ken Yomtiv, Erev Yom Kippur somewhat of a yomtiv, so you don't say long slichas, and you only say once tachanun. Actually, the minig has become, again, I don't know how widespread it is and how prevalent, but certainly in yeshivas that in yeshivas that I've been in, it became almost universal to always only say one time vidui. Hashamnu begadnu. I don't know what they do in the shul. What? This shul. And slichas. Every day. It says three times Hashamnu begadnu. They say it three times. So yeshivas, I think the Grah maybe said it once. It's kind of hard to say it three times and mean it, because it's even hard to say it one time and mean it. Then you say, and you don't mean that either. They used to really take Bezdin and Kehilos Takona seriously, and they used to make Charonim if you didn't listen to the proclamation of the elected representatives. But you don't do that in a Seris Yemei Tshuva. But they didn't close down. It's almost like Yifta Tisha B'Av. But they didn't, you don't, we don't sit Tishrei. Shalom la'orer kochos adin bizman ahu. You don't want to make paydas. V'chein ein mashbiyin. You don't give shvuas. Shechosh shem b'yosol adi yon yishvul o'ilum chas v'sholom. V'efshar afilum chayu l'kabal chayim alav al yidei hipuch v'chadoim mef. That means the other person was really b'chuyiv a chayim if he doesn't shell out the money. And then you said you would take the chayim on yourself if he doesn't owe you the money. So even if you're doing it voluntarily, it means Mamish insists, because that's how he's going to get his money, that he accepts a chayim on himself if he doesn't, is not truly owed the money, in a case where that would help. So, you know, if he wants to do it, you let him do it. And you don't make a shvuah, but it is a mitzvah lishpot lo tegzeilum b'tachas yado. And now there's a famous phrase which you would do well to learn by heart. It's a famous folk saying. Uchsheyesh din lamata, ain din lamala. If Beis Din Lamata carries out its tasks, then adarabah, it avoids problems. So the special heavy things like a shvuah or a cheirem, you're supposed to feel the weight of Yom Kippur looming, and you don't want to do anything so major that might chalila be violated, and it would be a violation of a major sort. So that became the minhag. That's what the Ramah brings down. I imagine if nowadays we don't know from these things, we don't have kehilas, we don't have bati dinim, we don't have anything, we're just left with the gzeila. But the bati dinim don't sit, but they should sit. The Mishnah Berurah says they should sit lahotzi gzeila b'tachas yado. Ein mekatzin alavon ad motzoi Yom Kippur. The Kiddush alavon yosef tov k'shu muvusim uvesimcha, the Mishnah Berurah says. Uvemedr sheisa shu b'motzoi Yom Kippur b'askol yosef v'omeres lecha chol b'simcha l'achmecha. Avol da, but realize, v'kama achronim eskimu she yosef tov l'kayim ha-mitzvah mikodem k'dei she-mitzvah zu yachriyeu l'katzchus. And that became a prevalent minig. The girls like that. What do we do in this shul? In this shul, I think we decided we're going to strike a blow for the Ramah. And we're going to do it the Ramah's way. Why? That's what the rabbi decided one year. I don't know why.
Why don't we do the
same? The Ramah's also good. Ramah's a good man.
Why do we wait for Sukkah?
What?
Why do we wait for Sukkah?
For what? Kiddush Levana?
No, for Sukkah. One waits until Matzayim Kippur to put the Sukkah together.
Yeah.
So if you can be machriya, if you can be happen in the midst and be machriya in the din, so do sukkah early also.
Sukkah, it's not this man for sukkah yet. Sukkah, it's not this, you know, everything in its proper time. Kiddush Levana, it's the time already. It's just we have a minig to wait till Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Kippur. He's saying, don't do that minig, better do it earlier. But it's this man already. Sukkah, I mean, you could do it earlier if you want to. The gravel is an inyan to go mechayel el choyel, but that's so that you shouldn't do it later. I imagine there's nothing wrong with doing it earlier. So, I think Rav Moshe was Mekadosh Levana before Yom Kippur. I wouldn't be surprised, though. I mean, I don't remember if it was a solid source. The Moshe was very traditionalist. And that was, like in the olden days in Europe, they always waited till after Yom Kippur. It's a newfangled thing to do it right away. V'shabbos shemein Rosh Hashanah le Yom Kippur. Aminig lomar bo tzitkoscha v'tzitkoscha tzitkoscha. Why not? I don't know why not. Nogin sheinar omar after Rosh Hashanah Yisrael. Well, in this case he does. Yeah. Tafresh gimel. Ubal se'if echad. He didn't want to give it a name, because if he gave it a name, that would be the whole sifra ready, and there would be nothing left to write. Af mi she'enonizm yipashel akum, paseres yimei tshuva tzorech lizoher. This is a very important din, because it's reflective on a hanhog of the whole aseres yimei tshuva. That, you know, people automatically think that if they take on chumras, it's a very delicate subtlety. Because indeed, if you take on chumras for show, that's terrible. If you take on chumras and you're just doing it like you're not doing it seriously, it could be hypocritical. But there is an inyan of aseres yimei tshuva to take on chumras which have a solid basis. They're not halachically necessary, of course, or else you would have to do it a whole year. But there's a makom to be machmir, and you're doing that aseres yimei tshuva. Maybe all year round it would be hypocritical to just pick a week to do it in. But here you're making a statement. You're making a statement that you're being more nizhar, and you're being more of a yirei shamayim. Many times chumras should be associated with yirei shamayim, not with one-upsmanship. A chumra is something you do out of yirei shamayim. You're saying maybe halachically it's mutter, but it's sometimes it's the spirit of the law. Sometimes it's the spirit of the law, and I would call it more yiras Hashem, avas Hashem, maybe even more avas Hashem than yiras Hashem if it's the spirit of the law. And sometimes it's an inyan of yiras chait, that even though there's an ikar hadin hachra, but if you see in the poskim, there's makom to be machmir, because the other shitas are very valid and they haven't been upgefrekt. We haven't like totally been doicha them from halacha. So the chiddush of this sif and the chiddush of this din and the tour to Yerushalmi is that normally if you just pick the week to be machmir, you'd probably be considered hypocritical. And in aseres yimei tshuva, there is an inyan to make a statement. You're making a statement. You're saying, you know, maybe all year round it's too hard for me to do, so I'm soymech hanikar hadin. But you're making a statement that I my heart's in the right place. I'm not just a cow and a makil, and I just don't feel like being machmer because I think it's ridiculous. You're making a statement that, so it depends on what. Someone would come over to me and say, okay, so should I be machmer and not, let's say someone uses the Erev, they're not Mahadran Erev. Is there an Indian? No, maybe I say Shmei Tshuva, I shouldn't use the Erev. Or, I don't know, whatever the case may be, with Echsherim, other Hanhogas, in the Bayis, maybe. So, I would have to judge. Now, if there's a Mokum to be Machmir, and just teach, if there's a Mokum in Halacha to be Machmir, that's one thing. And if it's just minig to be machmer, that's another thing. It's a subtlety, it's a gray area, but the principle is that in aseres yimei tshuva there's an inyan to make a statement that I understand the statement to be that your heart's in the right place. You're not just willy-nilly being makil. And there are many people who never met a kula they didn't like, and they're, that's already, or they're takakalim. They don't know halacha, and they say, "Yeah, what could be? Yeah, the rabbonim." Well, they just, and that's a very, it's not a good attitude. If you don't know, you don't know the inyan many times, and you just like I saw. You see it a lot. I saw it in the shaitels a lot. I saw it with the water in New York a lot. with people who don't know anything about the Indian. So, what could be wrong with water? The water's straight. That's a cow. That's not a mate kill. That's a cow. That's one person. Then there could be a rov to paskin. It's okay, and you follow that rov. But he's not a machria, so that's the type of thing where an aser shemay tshuva, even though you have a solid halacha ground to be makil, not to be a cow, but to be makil. So then aser shemay tshuva, you're making a statement that I'm yirei shemayim, I'm yirei chet, I'm not just being a cow. You know, maybe a whole year round it's hard for me to do. And aser shemay tshuva, you're making a certain statement. I'm groping exactly how to express this, because it's really a not normative concept to take a week and to be machmer during that week. It's like
presumption.
Yeah.
You
want to continue, that's great, but there's a presumption that you're not going to continue. And it's really in Jewish not philosophy, in halacha and in hashkafa, this is really a very, very strange thing. Like, who are you trying, a kid? And what good is it to do it for a week? And what's the point? And who are you trying? Like, it's a very, very strange thing. And that's why I'm groping with it. That's how I understand it. But you're talking about making a statement to Hashem that, like, your heart's in the right place, so to speak. If you have other explanations, we can discuss it. It's something to think about, and it's a gray area when it applies and when it doesn't apply. And I just felt it's worth to speak it out, because it is a very strange, very, very strange. It's very anomalous in halacha and hashgofa. That's what I, yeah.
But I think it's more like your example of people who keep extra special kosher and faith.
No such thing as extra kosher. What there are is different standards. I always tell people there's different standards. There's only one kosher. But there's different standards.
No, a person not kosher. Yeah. But Pesach, they keep kosher. It's another.
Oh, that's what you mean.
It's
analogous. Oh, okay. Anyway, af mishen anuzim ipashel akum baser shemei tshuvat tzorech lisoyer. Hagor v'yesh l'chol odom l'chapes u'l'farshvesh b'maisov v'loshev mehem baser shemei tshuva. The special obligation to do tshuva, to baser shemei tshuva. You can download it from age.com, right? Joel Padowitz is Cheshbon HaNefesh. And they had here on the Bima, not a bad thing. And someone in the shul actually wrote up a very nice way of making Cheshbon HaNefesh, but I am a posheya and I didn't have time to whip it into shape for this year, and I have it by me and I asked to Mechila, and maybe we'll do it next year. Someone wrote up a very fine Cheshbon HaNefesh type of thing, and I just didn't have time to whip it together. But you can download Joel Padowitz's from age.com. What's it called? 40 Days to Tshuva? Something like that. The Sovek Aveira Tzorech Yesa Tshuva Me Aveira Vadoes. That's right? That's an interesting idea. Ki Yosem Ischorek She'odeya She'osem Ish'eni Yodeya. Right? That's counterintuitive, but that's how it is. V'lachen Karbon Hashem Tolui, which is brought when you're Sovek Chote, Hutzrech Lios Yosem B'yoker Mechatos, because of that idea. And again, that's a reflection of Yira Shemayim. So if you did a chait, so you have charota. But if you didn't do a chait and you have a devil may care attitude, and you suffer chaita, so that is a reflection of not a Yira Shemayim, of someone that doesn't care. So ironically, that could end up being worse. Mishnah Berurah Baser Shemay Tshuva Tzarich Lizor Hanafilu Mipaspalta Shar Goy, meaning it's mamash meikar adin mutter. The main yachalevus ba'atzmo, if he can't yachshar satan or shofen bohakum, so you do it in a way where it's called pasus royal, or at least according to the Ashkenazim shliash lechisol b'toch hatan or kisol nechod, even one flick afilu nofach al yedei mapuach or bepiv mahani. These are complicated halachos. Nowadays they do it by computer. They press a button. They have all sorts of fancy ways to make it pasus royal. What? 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 Is it pas? I don't know. Rav Shlomo Zalman held it's like a small bagel. You have to make hamotzi if you eat too many of them. In other words, it's pas. The question is, if you go, you want to make it, I don't know. You call up, I'll give you the number. You can call up and ask them. I don't know. I have the number here. They didn't make it more usur than it is a whole year to someone who follows the halacha, that it's usur. So whatever the guidelines of the halacha allows you to do, it would allow you to do a aser shemei tshuva also. The only thing you're doing a aser shemei tshuva is you're being makbid on the basic halacha. But the guidelines stay the same. Even someone that's machmir. Even the b'shas lisha, when it was needed, chayser shel akum nitkum menu chiyuv chala, and the davka k'shemocher akum akemach liyisrael. Kosev al rosh, a person should do tshuva aser shemei tshuva. Sheikra be'elu hayom and begeres ha'tshuva shel Rabbeinu Yonah. No, you're going to do it? It says in the Mishnah Berurah. Barizal kosev shechiyuv lumo b'sifrei musar kol hashana. We had that in Siman Aleph, remember? Mishnah Berurah said you have to learn Musar every day. The same fella. People used to do this. You reflect before you go to sleep at night. You make a cheshbon hanefesh, what you did that day. The yisonin al chator, the yifashvesh b'maisov. We don't remember. It all blends together. It wouldn't be a bad idea to do this. We can't even get people to come to the Tikkun Midos here. I mean, we have people coming, but I would think much more people should come. I don't know. It's a very hush of a thing. I am a chayodim. Everybody could use work on their Midos. And all Averis stem from Midos roles. That's what the Gross says, and if you think about it, I mean, the Gross says it in many, many places, in Mishlei and in other places, and if you reflect and think about it, you'll realize that all Averis comes from Midos roles. It doesn't come from Deus roles. It comes from Midos roles. I am b'chayodim klalkuf mem gimel shom hirchav advarim bin yinzeh, the Devor of Kiloran Lainayim, the Chayodim gives you a whole program. The Losh of Embassers from Echuba. Echot Yasoch Echaveru Lerech Bederech Benerag, which can happen, it happens. Nochon Shikabal Chuba. Beresheva per, it caused someone's death. Ulin Yanisha Shemisa Yelad Ali De Gram, Ayan Shayam Shayam Simimim, Bayan Shavat Chasam Soyta, Chashamish Batsuman and Bay, Ulin Yan Moyel, Ulin Yanisha Shemotsa Yelad Mace, people used to care if they did averus. You know, people say we romanticize, I don't know if you, we're accused of romanticizing Europe. But, I don't know. I mean, you read the books and you talk to people who are in Europe. People were really connected to the Eibishter much more. They did a chait, like, it weighed heavily upon them. And they took Elul seriously, and they took Sereshim Echuvah seriously. Mayim v'shari. I'm not giving anybody musa. It's like the world changed. Now everything's very shitchiistic. Everything's very. You go through the motions. You daven. Okay, we're finished. Everywhere like that. Everywhere. Except in Uman, maybe. Anybody tune in today at 12 o'clock? There was a big thing over the whole world. Boy, I think 12 o'clock today. One of them is Chayt, probably. Okay, we're going to end it. Was this recorded? Oh, yeah, I talked too much today.